My name is Joe Castro, and you're now listening to A Millennial's Third Eye.
Do you know what pisses me off? The media's obsession with blaming me.
Are millennials spoiled babies?
This is an intensive. It's about 2.5 hours. It's live. It's with myself.
Crystals, crystals, crystals. Make sure you got your crystals. Cleanse everything. Cleanse your eyes. Holy water.
Millennials stink.
Millennials have it too easy.
Millennials are the absolute cheapest.
Have you met someone and you're wondering, are they my twin flame?
Are the absolute cheapest.
Now, consequently,
they are ruining Halloween.
The same skin generation.
Millennials.
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 Blame it on the millennials.
Well, you signed a soul contract to be with it.
That doesn't sound like your energy. You're so unaware.
Unaware? I was born with Saturn in the second house and my moon rising, okay?
An emotional connection, but there's a soul connection that is undeniable. Some people believe that twin flames are the same soul divided into two different bodies.
Spiritual awakenings, very, very different from what was happening before, where our spiritual awakenings tend to occur a little bit more slowly in more of a linear fashion. Now suddenly everything is accelerating.
We're here to have some fun, hang out with Candace, maybe have a guest, maybe laugh at you, maybe you laugh at me. Let's have fun. A millennial's third eye, bitch. I'm a psychic.
What do you think about the new intro?
Nice new intro.
Yeah, right now we are multitasking so this doesn't crash like last time.
Oh.
I'm talking from my cell phone, listening from my laptop. We relocated into my room. We're not in the garage anymore. Timelines have jumped, Candace.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've jumped. Are you ready? So we got to talk about everything we're supposed to talk about.
Oh, Lord. You guys are in for it tonight.
Yeah. So you want to go first? Or I should go first. What's up?
Well, there's not much on my end, really. Everything's same old, same.
Same old, same.
You always got all the, you got the, you're the one that, I live vicariously through Joe.
Bro, these past, 3 weeks have been ridiculous. I'll do, one thing, I'll get motivated, and all of a sudden my energy's gone. And I'm like, well, I just did this one thing. And then I'll recuperate. I love myself. I was helping my buddy out from high school. We were catching up. He stayed at my place for a while. But when it came to the radio show, I was dedicated to, getting right back into it. And I got interrupted. Then we did that last one. And the universe was like, no. So this one's good.
The world
I feel it. The world what?
The world wasn't ready for us.
Yeah. Then I heard some retrograde bullshit. It's always some retrograde bullshit.
Yeah.
We gotta
blame it on
something,
right?
Mercury's a retrograde or some other, I don't know. But you know what? We're here now.
We are.
I'm trying to remember everything I went through. It was one of those technology things. Then my car had a check engine light. And I'm like, it's too new.
Ooh.
You can't do this to me now, Brody. But I'm pretty sure it's under warranty. because I pulled the code out. But it's all good. I wanted to share with everyone about trusting the process with money because I wanted to tell that story. And I don't know if everyone got it. But my job just, back
it was crazy. Last week was crazy.
Yeah, life's been crazy. Some bullshit. I'm still venting about it right now.
But but trust the process. Everything always works out and happens for you.
Yes. You know, I'm multitasking right now because I have ADD. And, you know, I think it's important to label things to tell everyone in the spiritual community to label it and use it. Wear it like Gucci. You know, I have attention deficit disorder. I'm a psychic, intuitive, and I'm beautiful. Anyways, what I was trying to say was I think the universe is getting us ready for another chapter of, you know, it's like the polarity. Nothing works out, mm-hmm. pressure. But you're also meant to, like, be in the present moment and really love yourself, but also love what's around you, let go of things, let go of the thoughts of things. And that's what I had a hard time dealing with. So we're here now. We're doing it. We're loving every moment of it. Every freaking moment. I miss
you,
Candace.
You say so. I miss you too, Jeff.
We got to talk about a topic in general. Tell me more, Candace.
Tell you more about what?
Your life, your spiritual human life.
My human life is same old same, you know, just doing the mom life, you know, the home life, which that was, you know, that's crazy because that's a spiritual lesson all in itself. So I'm homeschooling my daughter, and it's been tough. It's been really, really tough. Like, she doesn't understand the boundaries between, like, okay, it's school time, but we're at home, and you're with mom, who's the teacher. So it's really a lot and confusing at times for her. So it's been a struggle. And this week has been a big struggle. And but it's good, though, because, like, we both, like, I see where I could do better and how to do better. So there's, like, you know, that shadow work about the whole entire situation and why it's not going right and stuff like that. And so we are, you know, we're doing better. We're learning, which is a constant thing. You know, you're always learning. So we're doing better. So yeah, there's been like shadow work on that end, which is tough because, you know, part of me feels like I don't know what I'm doing sometimes, and I'm sure a lot of people can kind of relate. They're just going with it. They don't know what they're doing, but they're just going with it. So, but we got a plan, and we're gonna put it into action. So. Hopefully we'll see a turnaround, but so that's been kind of rough. That's been rough. But other than that, I mean, same old same, I guess. I reckon not really, but it's tough. It's tough.
Well, yeah, for homeschooling, yeah. I feel like I do that spiritually with myself, and I avoid some homework. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, shadow working in general is tough. Because you have to accept the most raw and dirtiest, nastiest parts of yourself, you know, and grow from that. And a lot of people don't want to accept that, like those bad parts about them or, you know what I mean, the not-so-pretty parts.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's also things that aren't on the surface of what the shadow working thing is. A lot of people jump right into like heartbreak stuff, or it goes deeper. It's connected to the thing.
Yeah,
the thing
a, yeah, there's a root cause. There's a root to it. And once you, like, you know, what's on the surface, okay, so what caused that? Okay, so then what, you know, it trickles down to, like you said, you know, just something that caused something. And then finally you're like, oh, okay, that's what that is. Yeah. And it's deep. Usually it's pretty, it's usually it's something traumatic, you know, some unhealed trauma, wound, you know, whatever you want to call it. Well, yeah. So that's been fun. It's been emotionally draining. Like, I cried, like, for almost 2 days, like, on and off for, like, 2 days. Because things were just, like, emotionally stressful. It was crazy.
I think the recent, like, return topic would be, for me, is loving myself again. And choose a device for speaking. I'm trying to figure out this microphone thing as well. So that was the return lesson, and not like going to work for someone or give away stuff, but that's what I've been doing. So it's not always that easy to just like love yourself, and I talk about that all the time. And I love when people are like, I am loving myself. But what about those two guys I'm interested in? Or like, yeah, what about them?
Right. That's funny.
So.
But yeah, same old thing. Been doing, you know, I got a whole bunch of, well, a whole bunch, I got a couple of, you know, gigs coming up. So trying to keep busy and just create. And that's where I find my solitude to be, like, that's where I'm happiest. When I'm just in my own little world, just creating, and it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very,
I'm not gonna lie.
Very spiritually fulfilling.
I had a real hard time the past 2-3 weeks. It was just annoying. I can't really emphasize enough how annoying it was. I think everyone thinks everyone's spiritual has to be, like, perfectly, like, human, spiritual, in the zone. And I'm always that person
you
that's like, no.
No. No, there's some pretty dark aspects of being spiritual.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah,
it's the good, the bad, the ugly, the unseen, the not knowing, the, you know, nitty gritty. It's everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nitty gritty.
It gets pretty downright dirty sometimes, you know, like going through, and then sometimes it's like, why is this happening? Why me? Yep. All kinds of shit. It's fun. It's real fun.
Super fun. So much fun. Yeah. What other topics are going on in your life? We should really, I think what's to come? What do you feel like what's coming?
What, for myself or just like in general for like the masses? Well, change. All around.
For real?
Change is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Big change. Big change is coming. Big change is coming. So, and B, how do you put it? I think you always say, like there's always chaos.
Wait, I really hope I didn't do what
right?
I think I did.
Oh, no.
What'd you do?
I don't know how I heard you this whole time. But I also have you unmarked on the studio line. I really hope that's not what happened.
I'm here. I'm online.
Yeah. We're here.
Are you sure?
it has to be that way because technically I'm talking from my cell phone. and I'm also listening to you. So it had to be a certain way. I don't know how that came up that way. But for the podcast gods. That,
Are you good? Are you good? How good are you? You got this?
You know, these days, I don't know how much I really got. But we're going to keep going on with it. Oh, dear Lord. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
We got to keep chugging
up. People with ADHD. Hey, I think you're
Well, this
forward.
Technology, man, it's been something else. Like this microphone problem has been annoying the crap out of me.
Pretty bad last week.
Yeah, even the microphone now that worked last week doesn't want to work this week.
Oh, damn.
I don't know what's up with it. I don't know, Candace. We don't have to have all the answers now in life, right?
Hey, you can blame it on the retrograde. It's okay. I mean, it's better than blaming it on men, right? Blame it on the retrograde.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Let's take a caller.
Okay.
You cool with that? You're right.
Well, I mean, like, what, call us
But if we get some boring-ass shit, I can't stand the boring-ass shit. When am I going to have love? Is love coming into my life? If you don't do anything right now to attract this love into your life, I'm going to be blunt as fuck and ask you, what are you doing to bring in love in your life? Because that is some boring-ass shit, and no one wants to do anything. They want to sit there and wait for it, like, but they don't do anything. Candace, they don't do anything. They
you
go
gotta
to work.
Put something in motion.
Stay at home. Yeah, they don't put anything in motion except for calling me on this radio show and asking me if
yeah,
I'm coming.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. You know, first of all, you can't attract love with you know as within, so without. So I mean, like if you're all down in the dumps about yourself and pitying yourself, you're really not going to attract. That's what you're going to attract. You know, you're not bringing in love because you're not putting it out there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to do the work. You can't just sit at home in your PJs and expect, you know, the love of your life to just walk through your door. You got to go out and do something.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting
Jeopardy?
For love song. Yeah.
But, no, yeah, I mean, you want to give readings, go ahead and...
We shall.
Pick a caller and do readings. You can do it.
Right.
It's all you, buddy.
Am I going to get... Tell me about my business life. I don't want to hear any questions, to be honest with you. I'd rather just do it as we usually do. Let's see how this goes. Area code 805... Please tell me you're not looking for love in your life and you want to know what the hell's going on with the – what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dawn. I'm calling from California. Hi.
Dawn from California.
Hi, Dawn.
We have some positive vibes up in this house. How are you doing, Dawn?
Yeah, good. I've been on a – well, I fast for 23 hours, and then I have one meal of vegetables and a protein. I've been on it for 3 weeks, and I have so much energy, and I'm so happy. It's incredible. Yeah.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah.
What's the protein?
So I think some people are really uninformed at how good fasting is. It really, really is for you.
Yeah. They say that, too.
Mm-hmm. We're so used to eating, you know, three times, you know, here in America, you know, three square meals a day and all this junk. But fasting is really good for your body. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for the immune system and stuff. Yeah. It's all right.
So what's your protein of choice? What's the protein?
Salmon.
Salmon.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah.
We're cool.
Yeah.
If you were going to say so, some other weird
a
stuff.
Steak and a waffle. Huh?
What?
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
I was going to get worried if you said tofu or some other protein.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I have a little steak once in a while, too. Chicken. Yeah.
There you go.
Do you have a question? Or what do you want to do?
I feel something's coming in. Something big is coming in for me because I've had it before in the past where I want a car and 10,000 and different things. And I feel it's coming to me again. I've just got that. I'm on a high, I'm on a high frequency. And yeah. And I wanted to know what you were picking up for me. If you see any windfalls or anything like that coming in.
So you intuitively picked up on yourself, but you want us to know if we're getting into.
Well, I just want what you were picking up on, if you were picking up on anything. Yeah.
There's something about property. I'm not saying you're going to win a property. I don't know what your thoughts on were about selling or buying property. Coming up.
Well, I'm in a raffle for a home in Nashville. That'll come through. I don't have the money to buy a house or anything like that. Yeah.
This could be traveling to a property. It could be some vacation. That's really what's going into.
I felt the same thing.
Yeah, same thing for.
What, that I'll be traveling somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, for myself. I had picked up like a new home, like moving kind of, and moving could be traveling or moving. It's like moving to a new place, but yeah, that when I had picked up on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to travel. My friend and I are thinking about going next year to Mexico for a while, maybe a couple months. Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
It'd be fun. She has a friend there now scouting out a place, and she's going to rent like a 3-bedroom apartment. And then my friend will have one of the bedrooms, and if I want to go, I can just share her bedroom with her. And so that'll be good.
I don't know why I'm also picking up on like crafts, hobbies. Like you're supposed to be making stuff and selling them. But you also have like a bunch of ideas that you come up with, and you don't go through with all of them, or you get overwhelmed with your ideas. And this is something that I'm hearing my guides say, that you ask about stuff that you should be doing or you want to know what to do next. And then I hear them say the same thing to you, like you're supposed to make this Native American thing, or you're supposed to be doing something with Native Americans. Either way, there's like these things that aren't being done. You're putting them off. I'm not really sure with the details here, but that's what I got as well.
Oh, okay.
You were supposed to be doing readings, or you have done readings, or you have cards, and they want to know why you're not doing that either.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you.
No, I did go to the spiritual church, and they had a class, and we would give little readings for the different people, you know, in our group and things like that. And I don't know, and I'm more of a medium, I think. I can see the spirits and I can hear them. So I think I'm more of a medium.
You can go for that too.
But it
kind
of zaps
same
a little. When I get in that zone, I get zapped kind of. The brain, it's like it takes it out of me. So I don't do it
energetically. It's a lot. It's really draining. A mediumship is very draining.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're just. You're already, you're just, in you as well, you're very psychic.
Yeah, I'm pretty psychic too. Yeah. But I just like doing it for me, you know, just something that I have. And
Yeah.
I don't really want to.
Trust me, I understand that. I get really uncomfortable doing readings for, like, I can read my family and like my friends, and I tend to do better in a one-on-one situation that way. I can, you know, read for myself and don't know what it is, but whether it's just nerves or whatnot, but I totally understand where you're coming from.
Do you do you have a thing with rocks? Not crystals, like specific rocks?
Like a witch's, from Arizona? Like a witch's one.
Like clay rocks or something?
No. I mean, I was in Italy one time, and I was by this place with these rocks, you know, like big rocks, though. They were big rocks, and, oh, my gosh, I felt so much from those rocks. And then we went to one place where there was water and rocks, boulders out in the ocean and all, and I felt all this pink energy and love coming from that area. And then the next morning, somebody told me that someone had just passed in that area there. So I picked up on that, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know why. Something with rocks.
Do you go, no, you're not by the water, are you?
Yes, I live near the ocean.
Oh, okay.
I'm in.
Because when he was saying rocks, it's like, do you go often to the ocean?
Uh-huh, and there are, like, rocks there. And there's rocks, and there's, like, cliffs where you can sit on the cliff, like, little mountains going up with rocks. And, oh, yeah, there's rocks, yeah.
Do you ever, like, you know, like, some people collect shells. Do you ever go and like, collect rocks? Because they're called,
the ones that are shaped like hearts. I've collected those.
Okay. Some of them, they're kind of called, like, hagstones. That's kind of, like, it's connected to, like, witches' energy.
I didn't know that.
So there may be some like latent abilities within yourself that are just untapped.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, I did not see that coming. All right.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
What do you see, Joe? What do you see coming?
All right, Dawn. So I pulled some cards for you.
Okay.
The pass card for you is a death card in reverse. So there's something that you need to either complete, let go of, or basically trust your intuition when it comes to the ending of something, career, financial, relationship, people, whatever it is, you need to complete that because it's also causing a problem with your present time. You have the Nine of Swords presently, which talks about silently being disappointed and sad about something in particular. So there's something from the past and present that needs to be wrapped up. And what's coming up with your future is the Five of Swords. Is there someone you're talking to that you don't want to be together with anymore or people?
No. My brother and I, we aren't talking. Something foolish. I mean, but he gets like that, but he'll come around later, maybe. He probably will. I broke it off with one friend because she was always accusing me of things, and she had a lot of anger.
No,
and
what's your relationship status? Are you married? Are you single? Or are you dating?
No, I've been single for life. I was in a relationship for 10 years. He's gone. He's been gone for about 11 years. He passed.
Okay. Are you talking with someone?
No, there's no relationship that I have right now.
Okay, well, that's the thing that's going to be coming in that you've been feeling. There's a Page of Pentacles. But there's something with this that it needs to be, if your brother was on your mind a lot and it was disappointing you, then yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You need to move forward. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? You're trying to force something.
That's crazy. My cards say the same thing, Joe.
Wow.
I have a different deck than Joe, but prosperity coming in with new beginnings, and also like suffering in silence is the name of the card. Yeah.
There's also things that you're supposed to be learning more about connected to you and your spirituality. And there's things that call to you, but you don't even know what that is yet. And what I'm also hearing, too, is you can't keep waiting for these, like, what do they call those, retreats or get-togethers, you're supposed to be looking for what this is. You have specific gifts about you that go beyond mediumship. I want to say, feeling-wise, you got a little bit of fairy energy with you. You have some angelic. You have a, everyone has spirit guides. I don't know which one. I don't want to start calling them out because then we'll be here all day. But
I saw mine. I was feeling all the sadness in my heart one day, and I was sitting in my bed, and all of a sudden I felt like this tunnel going through me. There was a person rolling in the tunnel, and then the person was right in front of me. It must have been my third eye or something, but he was in black and white robes. And I didn't ask him anything. I just stared at him and smiled, and then I felt all this lightness around my heart area, and then he disappeared. But he was gorgeous. I had never seen such a beautiful man before in my life.
Well,
really,
wait till you meet me. That's a different story.
Somebody's gonna hide.
No, your guys are really dope. They come in exactly the way you were saying. They have a beautiful energy. And some of them, black and white is duality. So it could have been a different, couple different subjects of a guide. But yeah, that was them. One of them. Well, I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Joe. Make sure you follow us on our social media. Yeah, this is the first time talking to y'all. And yeah, it was great. I really appreciate it.
Very welcome.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right, you too. Thank you.
So I want to remind everyone, there's only so much we can do for like mini live readings. When it's a one-on-one or a personal session for me, and also I'm sure Candace as well, you get more because it's, the energy is connected that way. We're focused. We have more time. But that was an awesome call.
Yeah, these aren't like full-length readings. This is just like, okay, this is what's going on. This is what needs to be addressed. And bada bing, bada boom, have a good night. You know, like we can't be here all night. Like readings can go on. I mean, they can get extensive and the energy behind it. And yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And what else we got going on here?
That was fun.
That was fun,
though.
See? If you guys have not checked it out yet, we have Candace's Facebook page and Etsy page where she makes awesome jewelry and crystal stuff.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's the Blue Owl Intuitive on Facebook and the Blue Owl Company on Etsy. So check it out. I'm adding so much stuff and I'm learning so much. Just expanding and constantly adding new things. Like all week I've been adding all kinds of new wire wrap jewelry that I'm doing, and which is new for me. So like that's a lot of fun. But yeah, it's really exciting. I got Joe, I just made some like chakra bracelets today. So
what?
Some stretchy ones, some stretchy chakra ones with jade. I put black jade with them. So, yeah, I'll be putting those up in my shop soon, too. So, yeah, a lot of cute little fun things, and, yeah.
Excellent!
Yeah, I love Bill and Ted, man. That was
great. For real.
Wait, was that? That was Bill and Ted, right?
Yeah.
Wayne's World does something like that, too, don't they?
They do Party On.
What? Oh, that's right. You're a baby. I forgot. You're like...
Hey.
I'm showing my age.
Be careful with the baby name throwing around.
I am showing my age.
I got one for you. How's that for age?
Touche.
I couldn't listen
nice.
To the whole
that
thing.
That was good.
That's old.
That was good.
Oh, man.
My daughter loves
what,
her, one of her favorite
part?
Movies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Growing up, mine was, what's that? Hold on. It's right there in my head. Drop, hold on. Damn it. Spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down or something like that. What was
oh,
that?
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that was my favorite as a kid.
Mary Poppins.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good
truth.
One.
We speak the truth here. All right, area code 775. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your favorite song?
Hi, my name is Wendy from California. My favorite song is, I think it's called Beneath My Wings.
Is that the one that's like, you are the wind beneath my wings?
It's very spiritual, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with that.
Nice.
I like that. Thank you.
Nice to meet you, Wendy.
Nice
we have a lot
both.
Of people from Cali calling tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out
Cali. Well, I am a very intelligent woman, and I'm using my
That's
resources.
Right.
And I feel like I've been preparing for my situation for about the last 4 years because I've been paying on a long-term care policy for 20 years. I've paid $53,000. And I applied to use my benefits for home health care recently. And I was not surprised when the company denied my request because they got in a lot of trouble about 10 years ago for doing that. And intellectually working in a HIPAA environment, I have so much supportive medical documents in my medical records, MRIs, CT scans, clinical notes, physical therapy, occupational therapy, you've got it. Medical terminology is my forte, and I'm very resourceful. I have been talking to some attorneys. And there's one attorney specifically that is very interested in helping me, and I feel a connection with him. And I also, the universe connected me. Yes, the universe connected me to a woman who is now a consultant for people who've been denied by this company. She used to work for the company. So I have created a very detailed document, and I brought it into my
Good.
Doctor, and she is my advocate, and she signed it and dated it as agreeing with everything that was said. It's extremely detailed regarding my disabilities, my ADLs, and I'm going to be contacting some caregivers and get a plan of care written up that I'll include in this appeal. And intellectually, I feel like this company is, if they don't approve me, then they're going to be getting themselves in a lot of trouble. And it's not just wish. I would never want anybody to be in trouble, but I honestly feel that I'm entitled to be approved because of the mountain of supportive evidence I've got. And so I will be submitting all this probably in another couple of weeks. Do you see me getting approved by this long-term care company and starting to collect my benefits before the end of the year, Joe?
Good question. It's going to go in your favor, for sure. It'll definitely go in your favor.
Well, wonderful. It's interesting because I have worked in.
I don't feel like it's close. I don't feel probably not by the end of the year. Maybe. I mean, things can happen. But I don't
feel it close, like happening. I mean, insurance people, they like to drag everything through the mud. You know what I mean? They just like to take their sweet time and, you know, because they don't want to pay. So they'll do whatever they can to not pay. You know what I mean? So,
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because they don't write policies like this anymore. It's very rich policy, and it's all about money to them. To me, it's about quality of life, mm-hmm. safety, and home health care. And I am an extremely kind humanitarian. However, when I get stepped on, then that brings me to life, and I get very analytical and intellectual and legally correct. And I'm saying this very respectfully. I think that if they don't deny me, they're going to get themselves into a corner. Well, I will get way more than what my policy would provide, and they'll get some.
Right.
They'll be getting some attention through the media that they will not like. But everything is being very honest. So I am using all my resources, yep. I guarantee you.
Yeah, I do. Well, I feel that it's going to go in your favor, but maybe not as quick. You know what I mean? But it will go in your favor.
Well, then, I certainly expect so. Thank you. And,
I'm getting the same thing as her. You know, this is going to be either a legal problem, when like lawsuit or suing company. But I'm also seeing that there's some other resolution that you haven't looked at yet. And it's like, I don't know what that is, but when you focus so directly at one company or one direction and making sure it goes through, there's something completely that we haven't seen yet, or another direction that you can cut to without waiting. But again, This is going to take some time, and it's going to take, you know, this has been time already, but it's going to work out in your favor. It's just going to be one of those things as, how badly do you want this? And it's going to be, how much farther do you want to take it? And if you're going to be able to take it that far and really take it apart, then you're going to win. But it's not going to happen for like 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't see it before the end of the year.
6 months meaning you finally start to take a step in a direction of, I see and feel clarity here. This is going to be a fight, a court. And you're going to be probably getting a settlement, like you said before, more than this is even worth. And that's probably why I would recommend going right into the lawsuit, or what the words are for that.
Well, this started on June 22, so it's been a little over 4 months already. So are you saying you see another 6 months, or will it be like around 6 months when the dust settles and it's resolved?
No, it's not going to be resolved like that. It's either you going into the – see, I don't know the terminology for the court system. It's either you go right into suing them, which will cut time, or you wait it out like you're doing now into this direction of seeing if they're going to approve it. I don't see them approving it. I see it working out for you in the long run, but there's something you need to see clearly here.
It's going to be like a legal battle. You know, you're going to, like you said, if you start taking them to court now, it'll definitely move it faster. But again, they're going to like postpone dates and ask for extensions. You know, they're going to drag it on as long as they can because they don't want to pay. But in the end, you will be overcompensated for, you'll be overcompensated. So even though you're going to wait a while for it, you're going to get more than what you're asking for.
You know, the other thing too, what will also help you with this process, spiritually speaking, is letting go of the thoughts of this and actually being happy in the present moment, which will speed this up in a different way.
Oh, I totally agree with you, Joe. I want to be realistic. I have my wishes and my hopes, but I'm kind of like considering this my new hobby. And I'm really being like the ever-ready bunny. I keep putting in batteries, and I'm not going to give up. And these people will get to know me. And in this letter that I'm creating, I use terminology such as, I prefer to resolve this amicably with you, and I mentioned their company name. However, if necessary, I have a very accomplished attorney that has helped a huge amount of people that have been denied by your company. And also, if necessary, I will contact the Department of Managed Health Care and the Department of Insurance. So I'm being very careful that anything I say, if I'm sitting in front of a judge, I would testify that it's absolutely true. And that takes a lot of wisdom.
I would start looking into getting a lawyer or someone with legal action and not just, it sounds like you're doing it all. Yeah.
Right.
If you have your lawyer do it, it'll put a fire under their ass. You know what I mean? It'll move it faster.
Oh, yes. The thing is, if I do this with a lawyer, it's going to take up a lot of my money that I would have received. But on the other side of the coin, if there's a settlement,
you're
going to
get a lawyer anyway.
Turn out way more than I ever would have received.
Well, this is the thing with the settlement. That's what I was saying before, spiritually, with what I'm getting. You're not going to be able to get this place where you're going now. They're not going to just, okay, here you go. You're going to have to go through a lot of loops and push hard and hard and hard, and it's going to be a legal action. But they will settle fast when you have the right proper setup, because they're going to go, oh, she's taking a serious route now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And now
you do it yourself, they're
going
to try to settle.
Well, the attorney that I anticipate signing with, if need be, this man is a millionaire because he has won so many major cases against this company, and they will recognize his name if it gets to that point. They're just being realistic with me, and I appreciate that. And so I am not going to give up. And the good news is I've located an attorney that I'm willing to sign with on the dotted line.
There you go. Yeah.
That's what's going to move faster. All right, we've got to take another caller, but thanks for calling in.
Oh, can I ask you a question real quick, Joe?
Sure.
Okay. I've been friends with Rosie. She's about 100 miles away. For so long, we usually talk on the phone almost every day for a couple of hours. About 3 weeks ago, she said, well, she was going to go out with an ex-boyfriend for lunch. And I said, oh, great. I hope you have fun. Call me later. Well, I've had very sporadic communication with her ever since. And finally, she texted me and she said, I wish you the very best. Let's leave things where they are. Best wishes to you. And I'm very busy. Is she canceling our friendship? Are we going to continue to be friends? Will she ever contact me again?
Well,
something sounds tough. I'm sorry. You need to call her. You need to talk to her physically. Well,
you know what?
You need to talk to her.
Yeah.
That sounds
really
tough.
She feels comfortable that she's with someone.
Yeah,
well, I did text
her,
and I just said, did I offend you? What happened? And I haven't heard from her. So I am not a needy person. I'm a realist. And do you see that she and I will ever reconvene our friendship? I was not putting her down. I celebrated. I said, well, have fun when she went out to lunch.
Do you know? This is an ex of hers, right? Like a, is that what you said? It's an ex?
Yes, it's an ex-boyfriend that she was involved with intimately for quite a while. And so I said, well, good for you. Have fun. Call me later.
You know what? She cut you off. Personally, I wouldn't want to talk to a friend like that. I mean, over time, things can get better. I wouldn't focus on that right now, but it still sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. She could have said it differently. She's probably using her time occupying it with this the person and relationship thing. But that, you know.
Well, I'm getting totally different vibes. I'm getting totally different
ever
vibes.
Call me and want to be friends again?
What's your vibe, Candace?
You need to call her. I'm getting very, very, very different vibes. You call her until you get her on the phone. Because you guys are good friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I'm an
excellent there's really no logical reason. Right. There's no logical reason for her to just drop you like that. This ex, they're an ex for a reason. Like, it was toxic.
I know. And I think that's going to happen again.
And now they're back together. You need to call her.
Yeah, you can call her.
Something is very suspicious. Something is very suspicious to me about the entire situation. So you don't text her, call her until you talk to her to make sure she's okay. You need to like talk to her.
Well, okay. But do you all see that she and I will ever begin talking again and reconvene our friendship?
I think you're going to have to call her.
I think if you have a serious conversation with her.
Okay. Well, I don't want to come across as needy because I'm not. Really. I just want closure.
Tell her you want closure.
Yeah, but
it's not fair to
you. But it's not even, you're her friend. You're her friend and you care about her and her well-being, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so the whole something is not right with the situation that she is in.
No, it isn't.
Like that dude, he bad juju, bad juju, bad juju. So something is not right with that situation. I honestly don't believe that it was even her that texted you.
Yeah, it doesn't sound.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh my God, you just gave me chills. You know what?
So
that gave me chills.
But you need to call her.
She's not a night person, and she was going to get back around 1. And so finally around 7:40, I texted her and I just said, are you okay? Because she's usually in bed around 6. And that thought occurred to me that wasn't even her texting me back.
Mm.
You need to call her.
I hope she's safe.
Call her.
Yeah, you
all
right,
and I'll just say I could send her a card and just say I won't know if she
call
gets
her.
The card really.
Call her.
Exactly. So you need to. It's Wendy. It's very imperative that you call her and that you talk to her. And if you don't, then it's you can message me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. Under the Blue Owl Intuitive or through Joe's page, and we can talk more.
Okay. All right.
But give her
and you know what? Honest to God, you both gave me chills because that night when I got that text message, I got an intuition that it may not even be her texting me.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was. So you need to call her and actually hear her voice. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. All right. And I'm going to go on and see.
Don't worry.
And I bet you're very creative. So
yes.
I appreciate both of you. And I knew Joe especially would appreciate that I'm doing something about my insurance policy. I am actively using my resources. I'm very articulate, very knowledgeable, and these people are going to know who they're dealing with. The universe did connect me to the right attorney. The Linda, the consultant,
I
haven't heard from
her. We're going to move on
and
to
I
the
asked,
next caller, but thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
God bless you both. Thank you both.
God bless you too.
You too. Thank you, Wendy.
All right. That was your fault, Candace. You gave her chills.
My fault?
Yeah.
What do you mean my fault? Listen, Joe. I didn't, remember, the conversation that we had, before we got on air? And I was like,
yeah.
Do I have to do readings? I don't want to do readings. I'm not good at readings. And so,
you're great.
I'm doing readings. And this is why, this is kind of what happened, though. And it's not in any bad in any way. This is nothing with Wendy or anything like that. But this is how, what we were saying, it's difficult. You really can't do full readings, you know? Because it's just.
Yeah, I can't do full readings.
It's a lot.
Do you want the free reading?
It's
we do it right now. We do the best we can on Facebook Live in the radio show, okay? We do it for you. Yeah, man.
They should ask questions. Just ask us a question. At least do it that way.
Ask us a question. Well, ask and you shall receive, Candace. We got area code 919.
Uh-oh.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's up? How you feeling?
Hi. Good.
Hi.
My name is Sandra K, but I go by my middle name K. And I will make my question very quick. Hi.
Cool.
So,
all right,
everything is starting to work out very well. This past year has been just a lot of challenges, but things are just coming through. I have gotten an amazing job, and things are just turning out great. I have met someone new, and she is really, really nice. I didn't see this coming. I was manifesting one other thing, and then something else came. But I just want to see what you see going with this, because we're taking it very, very slow, but it feels good.
You know
it's not going to be slow. Well, that's kind of what matters. As long as it feels good, it feels right.
Yeah.
And, you go as slow as or as fast as, the mood takes you, so to speak.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing this all different. Slow and fast. You know it's not All right.
She sounds fun.
Yeah.
She is.
She's very funny, too.
She is. Very, yes.
No, she... But she... I don't want this to come off, but she's she's much younger. She's younger than you.
No. She's older than I am.
She's a younger energy for sure.
She has more energy. She has more energy than I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a playful spirit. Yeah. Okay.
I got to say this.
Yeah.
I want you to remember this. I want you to not run or walk away from this relationship. I don't know if you've had these thoughts before where maybe you're not enough and you can't keep up, or you get too tired or something, or you can't do this time.
Yeah.
She's good for you.
Known to be a runner.
Good for your soul.
I've been known to be a runner. So yes, I understand. Yeah.
And the other thing I'm also hearing with this is that this might move faster than you would like, but you can make it go slower. But what I'm also hearing to add to this reading is that you are ready to live with someone. You're ready to understand and work with that. You have to get away from this. I know how I live on my own thing. And you got really comfortable with knowing who you are. It's great. But you're now able to adjust with someone. And this is going to be something in, we're coming into December, so next year. But this is going to be something that is good for you. It's going to move quickly. She's coming up with a lot of events for you to attend to. She's going to go, what do you think about this concert? Or would you like to come with me here? And you should go to every single one of them.
She just wants to show you off.
She's
very proud.
Yeah.
She's proud to see
And I see something with her watching. How do I explain that? She likes to see you get ready to go out, or she's going to.
Yes.
Sorry. I see what I can see. It's not bad. It's just like it's what I'm hearing. But
she likes to see me looking a certain thing. So, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Don't be discouraged. Be comfortable. You're ready.
Okay. Wow.
And if you want me to say this is it, I don't want to ruin it for you, but yeah, this is it. But you have to not walk away from it. She might propose to you in the future. That's the type of energy she has.
She's really good.
I have been known to be a runner. I have been known
no
to
more
be
running.
A runner. Okay, thank
Stay
you.
With me. I no longer am running for what I deserve. Okay. I am ready.
Okay.
She enhances you and your life. You know, you guys are really good together.
Wow. I believe that. Yeah. Okay, perfect. I said I had to make this simple. Well, then let me ask a question because I love this and this is what I want. My ex is she's a pain in the butt. Well, no, let me reword that. When she senses that I am in a good space, when she knows
because
I'm not bothering her. When I'm in a good space. And she's going to reach back.
Let's use
then
the term.
Then will she stop?
Narcissistic.
Do you have any reason to be in contact with your ex?
Maybe you have alone. Financial reason.
If you don't have anything to tying the two of y'all together, you and your ex, cut the ties. Like, you don't need that. That's gonna
and I'm not
whatever you could do to finalize that financial thing or stop waiting for her to you need to end ties with her. And narcissistic people, they know that you don't need them or that like you don't even say anything, the energy, they just know. They got to keep their way of the flow going to fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let her fuck it up.
And that's what I was trying not to say, but yes. And this is the interesting part I promise I'll let you go. When I said I studied out and I said things are working out perfectly, because she's not doing what she needs to do for the loan, the financial portion of what we have in common, God has blessed me now. I have a job that I'm not even going to need her.
Good.
So it is working. Nice. It is working out. So, yes.
So cut her off. Pay the loan. Block her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it.
Seriously, block her. And if there's anything you need to do, tell the new relationship about this ex. So that way, you know, she doesn't show up with a new number or some crazy shit. Just cover your ass.
So your girlfriend's not unprepared for any narcissistic people are just kind of they're on the fly. they just live in their own world. So they'll show up at any time or call, you know, whatever, because they don't care. But so just make sure that your partner is aware of what's going on. You know, keep her in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
But that old girlfriend is just going to cause problems. If you don't.
They want to know how you're doing.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just can't care
about what's going on in your life.
Be happy.
What's going on in your world? I'm like, just working, being happy. That's all. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you both so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Miss K.
All right.
You have a good night.
Stay in touch.
All right. Blessings to you.
Bless you too.
Too.
See how that worked, Candace? I passed it right over to you after that. You were like, what is she doing in her life still? Good job.
Oh,
all right, Candace,
man.
My turn. What do you get for me?
Your turn. I can't do
pull
you.
Pull a card.
What are you talking about? Hold on a second here. No, I can't go there. Hold on. I have to censor what I say because, like, I know Joe. Some things Joe don't want. He doesn't want private things public.
Oh, okay.
So I can't do this on air with you, Joe.
All right. Well, I did ask you, but I also respect your message of privacy.
Traveling will be happening. Traveling is going to be happening.
Hell yeah. About time.
Traveling is going to be happening. I can't remember. Well, I can't. What's that? What did you say?
I said, and then? And then?
Oh, and I'm not, yeah. So there'll be travel. There's, oof.
Oof.
How do I say this? It's almost like jumping ahead. Like, am I jumping ahead of myself and saying it, or is it something that you can picture happening?
Oh, I see it happening. It's going down.
I see certain. okay, I see diamonds.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. Like, if that's, like,
I'm going to put a ring on
jumping.
It or Probably, Candace. Probably.
I'm blushing over here. I am, like, blushing. are you going to put a ring on it, Joe?
I mean, all in due time.
No.
But, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's been good. You know,
well, you
got to
travel. You have to travel first.
Of course.
But it's not even that. It's not just traveling to a singular destination. It's traveling with this person.
Yes. That has been discussed.
Like multiple destinations. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's traveling. But, yeah, I like her.
Mm-hmm. I like her, too.
Yeah, I get really good vibes from her. And she's very pretty, mm-hmm. and she's sweet. Mm-hmm. I can't wait
Gorgeous.
To meet her.
She's got new glasses.
Well, of course you're going
to. I know a lot of people are listening right now. They have no idea what has happened. So, I have been interested in someone.
It's not for them to know. Right?
It's not
none
of your business, people.
It's not for
none of your business.
I mean, I know because, like, I'm the Betsy, so, of course, I kind of know. I know a lot.
Sorry.
I know a lot without being told a lot, too. So, but, she's definitely, I don't want to. Her energy is, like, okay, so ethereal, it's like angelic kind of, like it's really soft and it's really calming and like embracing and nurturing and like just all around. But she's also a pretty badass too, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like she'll stand up for when she needs to stand up. You know, she doesn't let people walk all over her. You know. So,
yeah.
She's strong.
She's the sweetest thing ever. I have
mm-hmm.
never met anyone as kind-hearted as her. And, like, for her to even, like, get mad, she's just really, really kind and respectful. I've never met anyone
mm-hmm.
that's put up my, like, personal triggers. Well,
okay,
at this
now.
Stage
Come
of my
on.
Life.
What am I, like, chopped liver? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, you get Candace. You're my bestie.
Yes, and that's where it has always stayed. Oh gosh.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
Well, she's amazing.
She is.
I bought her a pillow that says hug this till I return or something. I forget the whole thing.
Aww.
But it was still cute.
Look at you, getting all, like, you know, stop being romantic and shit.
Stop it. My cute side has to return.
She's turning you into, like, a marshmallow. Yeah. Oh, mushy. It's funny. It's cute. It's really cute. It's. I just don't know that aspect because you've had a lot of bad experiences with romance, you know.
Well,
so this is too good to be true, kinda, but it's happening, and it's happening. It's gonna stick.
Yeah. Oh, it's already stuck.
And you can't run from it.
Oh, man. You going to be at the wedding, Candace?
I love you, girl. I know you're...
I love you, too.
Bitch, I'm going to be the... I'm going to be, like, the best woman. The best woman. I'm going to be right there.
Right there.
Right there.
That's what's
standing
up.
Right next to you.
And
right in the douche. I'm going to be right there. Going to the bachelor party. Hell yes. Oh, gosh. Whew, that was fun.
But yeah, that's a new
thing. You have a lot of success coming your
life.
Way, though. You have many blessings, you know, and you know this. You know that you're very blessed. But, yeah, many blessings. But next year is going to be a really big year.
That's a big one. What's coming?
It's going to be a big year. I mean,
yeah,
it's right around the corner. It's in a couple of months, right?
It'll
be here
yeah.
before you know it.
Before you even know it. Think.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a big year. Yeah, there's going to be some relocation of sorts happening for you next year.
I definitely feel relocation coming, you know, in due time. Travels.
Yeah.
Love's popping off.
Oh, man.
I've gotten hit by Cupid's arrow. It's over. But,
game over.
Yeah.
He is off the market, ladies.
Technically, yes. Yes. You're right. It's true. You've heard it here. It's over. My time and energy is occupied in the love department.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff. Love is a good thing. It's good.
You know,
people can't be happy that. Why?
Because, like, I didn't really talk about it before, and I'm glad you opened that door. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Seriously. Because I was complaining about how things weren't working out before, and the energy was weird, and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, there are some
mm-hmm.
great things here. Me and you are still best friends, as always. Love is entering my life.
Dude, we got inked together. Yeah, we're not going
That's right.
anywhere.
We got to get a new one.
Oh,
I don't know.
Listen, I am coming after I done. I am coming up to New York, like in spring. I'm a Florida girl. So I don't do cold. I don't do snow. It's fun and it's pretty to look at, but I ain't digging my ass out of no kind of place. Been there, done that. So when it's nice and warm, like sometime in spring, I'm going to come up and I'm going to visit you and the fam. And you're going to show me around. We're going to do some comedy clubs. I get to watch you do your thing.
I haven't done comedy in a little bit, but I will.
That's okay, because you haven't stopped. It's called a hiatus. All the greats do it. They take a hiatus, and they come up with their new skits, and you know, they come up with new material, and then, bam, they go back on the road again.
So that's all that's happening right now. You're just coming up with new material, and then you're going to go back out, and you're going to do it again, and you're going to slay them.
I feel like I'm going to go visit my new lovely lady friend and do comedy there, too. That's what I think.
Like, you and I think I've said this before. Well, I know I have, actually. You're not meant to be in a singular place. You're just not. Like, you're meant to, whether it's with, you know, the whole spiritual thing and being on the road or doing the comedy thing on the road. I mean, you can do both. I mean, you can, like, what you're trying to do, you're trying to, you know, combine the two, and it will work. It will work. So you're just not really meant to be stationary. Is that the right? You're in one place. You know what I mean?
I can't sit still.
You're meant to go out.
I'm meant to travel.
No, you're meant
to, places.
Yes.
You can't keep me in
the
box.
Yes, you're meant to see the world. Nope.
See the world.
And I hope your lady friend, I hope that she likes to travel or is open to travel.
Oh, she does.
Good.
He does.
And that's
we talked about
that's what you do. You guys get a do one of those like cute little conversions, you know, like a little bus conversion or something, and travel the world or in the world to the United States. You know, go travel and you know, do your thing. Set up gigs and travel the United
States.
We're
gonna be
and see things and
Gypsies of 2023.
There you go. Ooh, that's a nice couples page. It's the Gypsies. Ooh, I like that.
Love it.
Mhm.
Well, I think we brought this to a great ending here. That's a good.
Did we? Is it? What time is it?
It's like a quarter
really?
To 11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
if you say
people?
So.
So are we going to do Tuesday morning again? Are you going to be able to make it? I was like half awake.
We will have to talk later off air. This Tuesday, I most likely can do it. Oh, God, man, what a fucking mess. I'm sorry. This week has just been... It was crazy. Oh, my God. Tuesday was just
Here's
horrible.
The funny
like,
part.
I am so sorry.
So, no, it's okay. So, in the episode, which I think is hilarious, I put Coffee and Spirit, the morning show with Candace and Joe, and the short pitch. This is the funny part. Joe and Candace in the morning, ... dot, 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 LOL.
Spirit was sending you a message.
Yeah,
that's
like I
funny.
Wrote it knowing. Really? We're going to do it?
Well, see, so, like, that was just crazy. Like, I had a rough morning with my daughter, but then my boyfriend actually had, like, you know, he said he's going to help and be there to support me, but he had a job interview. You know, so I was like, how can I argue with a job interview? You know?
Yeah.
And she still had it.
No one's mad here.
And we were just, it was crazy. It was just crazy. So,
life's
but
crazy.
I do appreciate you understanding. Sometimes.
Yeah. You reminded me. And then I got on half awake. You know, I was like, good morning, everyone. Certain shit. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I felt bad. I felt bad.
So you guys can look forward to a possible, most likely Joe, and hopefully Candace will join us on Tuesday morning. But I'm doing a lot more radio shows. I'm going to be doing topics. I want to discuss the metaphysics again, energy, frequency, vibration, law of attraction.
I love topics.
Yeah. In my own words,
but,
you know, everyone does those fancy YouTube shits. Fuck that.
But to the listeners out there, what do you want to hear us talk about? You know, so hit us up and send us some ideas on things that you want to hear us talk about, and whatnot, and yeah, and we'll go from there.
One of the other topics I want to talk about too is refocusing your mind when you're in a hard place or having a difficult time emotionally, because that's a really difficult thing to do sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
What I try to tell my kids, like, you know, when they're, you know, I got a teenager and I got a preteen and they're trying to figure out life and it's the end of the world. I mean, children can't really, you know, they're only X amount of ages, you know, years old. They can't really see beyond that because they just don't have that life experience yet, you know? And it's like, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be just depressed and experience that, but don't stay there. You know, like, do something, get yourself out, you know, go out and do something and just don't stay there, you know? So it's okay to be sad. Some people are like, feel like that they can't be sad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, that people are, it's weird with emotions nowadays.
Yeah, if there's any tips for this episode, I want to keep in reminder for everyone is that don't get discouraged when things don't work out. They're not in alignment. You know, you want to get motivated and believe in your dreams or goals. Like I was talking about before, get my shit done. Just sometimes remember, it's not always the time to do the thing. Sometimes it's about, I want to say this too. I also need to be reminded at times about this. Love yourself. Let go. Just chill in the moment. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about the goals you haven't done yet. Sometimes it's just about simply being in the present moment, hanging out with Joe and Candace, chilling. Watch a movie.
That's right.
Or Netflix.
That's right.
Or someday you will see me on Netflix and Candace too. Some of the episodes. All right. What's your words of...
There we are. Put the TV on and there we are.
Ta-da. Candace, words of wisdom for the end of the show here.
Don't eat yellow snow. No, I'm
yeah.
kidding.
Don't eat yellow snow.
I'm kidding. No.
And don't always carry the same crystals in your pocket. Don't forget to take your crystals out of your pockets.
Yes, that's a big one. Because then they get like in the washing machine, and then you lose them. And they ended up in someone else's pocket. Like, it's crazy, right? So just, take them out of your pocket.
For real.
Just go with it. Live life. Whoa. I mean.
Live life.
I don't know.
Fuck around and find out.
Then there's that.
All right, everyone. Have a good night. Say good night, Candace.
All right. Peace. Peace out.
You got fire. Money getting low. Pussy rate keep rising. Versace outfit cost me $3,000 from the peak houses, did it from the wheat. I was selling that chicken, no lemon pepper, no sweet and sour. First you get the power, then you get respect. I'm getting so much money, I can buy your bitch. Take it how you wanna, if you wanna take it. I like clubs where all the women working naked. Fell in love with a waitress, what the fuck I'm thinking. Bought that whole ring, it was for a pinky, that's pimping, that's slick. Got a bottle of cologne that costs more than your rent,
Fuck y'all mad at me, folk. Got a black card and a black phantom with a white bitch in Idaho. I do the same thing as
Montana.
Got a thick bitch in Atlanta, got a red bone in the shop. Got two chains, they two-tone, 200 racks, no lie. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. I'm about to rumble in the jungle in these new Kanye's. Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. My lawyer threw them gloves on and beat another case. Fuck y'all mad at me, folks. My belt got two G's on it. Her bag got two C's on it. My daughter stroller got D's on it. Whoa. Free Big Me, free Boosie and see murder. Like New Orleans, like Baltimore. Come to Compton, you'll see murder. And my ARC murder. That's beef, nigga, no burgers. I'm insane and you Usain. Nigga, better turn on them burners. Got coke swimming in that glass jar. Bitch, go turn on them burners.
Got dope to sell in this hotel, no half price, no retail. You a bitch nigga, no female. I smack niggas freeware. I'm on the block like D12. I got the white, no D12. Like a little nigga in Africa. I was born toting that cake. And that's real shit, no Will Smith and no known the gay. But they yellin', Ale Bumbaye, Ale Bumbaye. Thank God that the nigga seen another day. Ale Bumbaye,